Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Gordon Liddy's My Muse, Mother Treason. 2. Meet the Pelicans. They were not a typical Moscow family, but what did I know? What do you know? Mama worked as the night concierge on our floor at the National Hotel. She was sharp-eyed, rosy, chubby, and she regarded her 3 children as future Lenin scholars. She collected me from the Monroes at dawn, and we rode the metro and then a bus until we arrived at a drab new housing district far from Red Square. Papa met us happily at the door. He was a robust clerk at a tool-and-die factory outside Moscow. The 2 grandmas were cooking breakfast while caretaking the 2 little girls, whose names I missed. Then there was Trifon, my guy, whom I liked right away. He's called Tripya at home. I mangled it okay. He called me Tipya, dear Tip. His first words to me are gone, but close to was careful English. I love this blouse. He meant my cowboy shirt. I'd been wearing my Boy Scout uniform over Long John since Philadelphia, and the day before had surrendered it reluctantly to the hotel laundry. My mother had packed my bag around the concept of death by freezing. Fortunately, I had convinced her to stick in one of my choice possessions, a raggedy cowboy shirt, 2 tones, patched, studs, and worn-down fringe. I patted my shirt and replied to Trifya, in English, loudly as if he were deaf, that it was what cowboys wore, you know, good guys, Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, the Lone Ranger. Trifya chomped his potato pancakes, nodding dreamily at my explanation. We 8 were crowded into the kitchen of their closely packed 3.5 rooms. The grown-ups listened to me, exchanged suppositions, urged Trifya to interpret. He, a dark, rapturously intense kid, already handsome, like what kids call the leader of the pack, had the only English in his family, and he asked me, cowboys? Yes? Bang, bang? Yes? Tip accepted a lesson of the Cold War. Moscow was so far outside America that its kids were hazy about cowboys. Truth, Trifya was precocious. He guessed correctly. I turned to instant salesman and asked him for the Russian words for horse, cow, west, cavalry, Indians, wagon train. Trifya provided most of what I asked. Without verbs or modifiers, I briefed them. Papa roared in approval. He was a war veteran and knew the world via propaganda about the American army. Mama did too, but she didn't step on Papa's colorful social history lesson. By the time I arrived at Trifya's school to spend the day with him, he was galloping for cowboys. The Russians have their own version called the Cossacks, and we got good quickly at bilingual tall-tale telling. Still, I report honestly that nothing travels so well as America's make-believe Wild West. Forget agitprop about liberty. Just show those movies to kids anywhere, and you have made America stupendously free forever in their mind's eyes. I like the Cossack yarns, but Trifya absorbed Roy Rogers, Trigger, Bullet, Dale Evans. Meanwhile, we were moving through the school day, and when we arrived at time for the English lesson, I was Trifya's living show and tell, an icon to 50 Russian gapers. The teacher stood by and let me preach cowboys. School was never such pleasure, never would be again. After school, there was ice hockey practice on a natural link that lay between the schoolhouse and a brickworks. Comrade brickworkers idled at ringside to cheer the boys. As ice hockey was new to me then, I discovered that Russians play fast, fair, and to death by exhaustion. They don't bash like our pros do. They keep their eyes on the puck and skate hard. Resting at play is forbidden, while I could see that for the grown-ups, resting at work is desired. I skate badly. However, Trifya stayed on my heels and showed me what dancing on ice feels like. I did not have a playmate back home who came even close to his agility and felt special, as I would not all those locker room years ahead of me, overhearing the in-crowd jocks brag of conquest. The important turn came after dinner, at the again-crowded Pelican table. Mama announced that it was decided I did not have to return with her to the National Hotel until the next day. I could spend the night with Trivia. He did his homework in a wink, leaving plenty of time for more cowboy stories. It was then that I had my strange genius. Mom had packed me a deck of playing cards in case I got bored. When Trivia brought out his chess set to instruct me in a game yet foreign to me, I produced the cards. He grinned and whispered that I should hide them, explaining, "Babushka, no, no." He meant his grandmother's, who regarded cards as gambling and gambling as sin. They were pre-revolutionary women with falcon eyes for impiety. We let Tip get massacred at chess until they retired to pray, and then, because we were granted the kitchen bedroom to ourselves on account of my celebrity status, we got out the cards by the gas pilot light. Trivia did not know war, memory, or gin, my best games, but he learned them instantly and beat me faster. I moved on to the most grown-up game I knew, five-card draw poker. Again, Trivia was keener and quicker. Poker isn't a Russian card game. He'd never heard of it, but he understood two-pair instantly and mastered the thrill of the draw, as if he'd been born to the game. Losing again, I chose to compete by relating poker to cowboys. I said it was the cowboys' only game. They never cheated, and they shot the bad guys through the ace they had palmed. Trivia was silent in awe. I was winning the east-west tussle at last, so I got very fancy and told a long story. The most splendid cowboy story I knew then was the weekly TV series Have Gun, Will Travel. You trendy folk might not recall, but once upon a time, boyhood TV was dominated by cowboy shows, and in 1960, my opinion was that the top gun was Richard Boone, playing the San Francisco gambler and gun-for-hire Paladin. Every Saturday night at 9:30, his calling card announced 30 perfect minutes of Wild West justice. Paladin's calling card read, "Have gun, we'll travel." There was a night chess piece in profile below, and then "Wire Paladin, / San Francisco." The best part of the show for me was the part that I didn't understand. After the setup of the week's fable, with Paladin beckoned by telegraph wire from his luxurious digs at the Hotel Carlton, there was a cut to Paladin and gunslinger Black Dutz. Black was all wrong for a good guy, but that's why I loved it. It was uncommon sense. You did not see Paladin. You saw a tight close-up of his midsection, of his black holster with the silver chest knight emblem. Then Paladin would quote something so amazingly strange that I knew I had to be a smart cowboy someday so I could talk like that. Paladin might say, "Nothing in his life became him like the leaving it." And then he'd add, "William Shakespeare, Macbeth, Act 1, Scene 4, and draw his pistol at the camera. All you could see was the gun and the black cowboy duds. Cut to action. As I finished my telling, Trivia was staring at me. He mispronounced Paladin? I wrote it down and corrected. Paladin. Like his name, sort of. Pelican. I didn't know what a paladin was to tell him. I thought it was just a name. I even thought Paladin's first name was Wire. Starry-eyed, Trivia corrected himself. Paladin. I mistook his fascination for confusion. I thought by adding more details about the black clothes, the plots about the rescues of innocence, that Paladin never took his hat off, lost at poker, or shot a man who didn't need shooting. Then I could convince Trivia that it was a really neat show, which he'd enjoy when it got to Russian TV. I then went very far into the future, as it turned out, though at the time I was being boyishly thorough. I sang him the supremely catchy Paladin theme song. "Have gun, we'll travel," reads the card of a man. A fast gun for hire in a savage land. His, I mangled the verse, the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Trivia repeated the verse like a tape recorder. Such ability didn't impress me then. I assumed everyone could memorize foreign languages instantly. We translated like playing charades. The toughest line was, a soldier of fortune. Since, for literal-minded lads like us, it comes out, soldier of wealth. What was most significant was that all the while we talked that frigid Russian night, snowy outside and our breath making vapors inside, Triff was riding over the threshold and into make-believe forever. It was spooky to watch. I'd never seen someone leave the earth while sitting on it. I'd also never been treated like Scheherazade, so that no matter what I said, I was believed in absolute wonderment. Nevertheless, my emphasis remained workmanlike, not just on Paladin, but on all the cowboy stories I had to tell yet. I was the overfed American boy with so much to choose from that when Bonanza came on the next fall, I would transfer my Top Gun opinion to the Ponderosa. Eventually, I tired of talking and tried to get us back to poker. I dealt another hand and was explaining what a straight flush was when Trivia showed me his cards without a draw. He had two aces, a spade, and a heart. I said that it was good, but he should remember that two pair or three or four of any kind could beat him. He drew three cards. What's detail is detail, believe or not later. Trivia came up with the aces of diamonds and clubs. He had four aces, the unbeatable hand, if you're not sure what a raw straight flush is. I shook his luck off by saying I had to shuffle better. I also told him that four aces was the wire Paladin hand, all right. Trivia returned the truth in Russian, and I figured out the translation. He said, I am lucky, Tipya. I'm always lucky. Yes, Trivia, you were lucky. You were the black-hatted ace of spades, a true paladin. I think now that maybe if I hadn't given you my deck of cards as a farewell present, the Paladins gave me a small bust of linen. Or maybe if I hadn't rhymed your name with paladins, or maybe if I'd come a winter later and preached Hoss Cartwright, the bloated angel, or maybe so much, then your luck would have been different. Maybe none of this. You're still my friend, and I miss you like my cowboy youth.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.